Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. We will be frequently posting sermons from our Sunday services to offer insights and interpretations of Scripture and to help you connect biblical teachings to your daily life and circumstances. You may also watch our entire worship service online on Facebook or YouTube. This podcast was recorded on March 2, 2025. Our guest speaker is Pastor Doug Liston.
Our gospel reading this morning comes from the 9th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The conversation about Jesus' suffering and death is enclosed in a dazzling foreshadowing of the resurrection. God affirms Jesus' identity. The disciples are stunned speechless, and Jesus resumes his mission with a demonstration of his power over evil. Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to Jesus. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwelling places, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent, and in those days told no one of any of these things they had seen. On the next day, when they had come down from the mountain, a great crowd met them. Just then a man from the crowd shouted, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son. He's my only child." Suddenly a spirit seizes him, and all at once he shrieks. It throws him into convulsions until he foams at the mouth. It mauls him and will scarcely leave him. I begged your disciples to cast it out, but they could not. Jesus answered, "You faithless and perverse generation, how much longer must I be with you and bear with you? Bring your son here." While he was coming, the demon dashed him to the ground in convulsions. But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the boy, and gave him back to his father. And all were astounded at the greatness of God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated.
Grace and peace to you from the risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
I think I caught them unawares again. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O God, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. About 8 days after these sayings, I always am upset when a gospel lesson begins like that. After what? We have to go back and we have to look and see exactly what they were talking about. And if we go back about 8 days before, Jesus is walking with his disciples near Caesarea Philippi. And he asks them a question. "Who do the people say that I am?" They said, "Well, some people say you're Elijah. Some people say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're one of the other prophets." And then Jesus asks them the most important question. "But who do you say that I am?" Peter speaks right up and he says, "You are the Son of God." Oh, they're going to give me a different microphone because I'm making too much noise like this. Thank you. Oh, this one works good too. I turned this one off so it shouldn't click anymore. Where were we? We were talking about Peter, right? And him saying that Jesus was the Son of God. Now, that's all well and good, and Jesus starts to explain to him that that is a great answer. But then he starts telling him what it means to be the Son of God. And Peter doesn't like that sound, the sound of that. And he says, Jesus says, "You know, I'm going to be arrested, I'm going to be killed, and in 3 days I'll rise again." Peter says, "Oh no,
That ain't happening. And what does Jesus say to him? Get behind me, Satan, right? I've always referred to Peter as the disciple with the foot-shaped mouth, because he's got his size 10 stuffed in his mouth more often than not. Well, let's fast forward now to our gospel lesson for the day. Jesus takes with him up onto the mountain, who? James and John and Peter, because Peter and the rest of the disciples still don't get what it means to be the Son of God. And while they're up there and Jesus is praying, what happens? He's transfigured. He's transformed. He's changed. He's made dazzling white. And suddenly there appears with him who? Moses and Elijah. Moses represents the law of the Old Testament. Elijah represents the prophets of the Old Testament. I don't have a clue how these three, Peter, James, and John, knew that that was Moses and Elijah. They'd probably never seen him before, but they just knew. And as they're thinking about this, a voice from the cloud comes and says, "This is my son, the beloved, in whom I'm well pleased." Now, I think that Jesus took those disciples up on the mountain so that they could see what it means to be the Son of God, what it means to be God, because that's who Jesus is. Jesus is God, God incarnate. As a friend of mine refers to him, God slipped into skin. And when they see it, they can't believe it. They don't tell anybody what they saw. Jesus is changed before them. Jesus is transformed. And the disciples are changed too. Now we're coming up very quickly on the season of Lent. It begins this Wednesday with Ash Wednesday and lasts for 40 days plus Sundays until Easter. Yes, Sundays don't count in Lent. I don't know why. Every Sunday is a little celebration of Easter, and I think that's why we do it that way. But 40 days during this period of Lent, what is Lent about? What is Lent about? This is the congregational participation portion of the meeting of this morning's service. Reflection, yes, reflection. We're supposed to look into ourselves, and what are we supposed to seek out when we're reflecting? We're supposed to seek out things that are keeping us away from being in a more intimate relationship with God. We're supposed to be seeking out those things that cause us not to be as close to God as we possibly can. Now, for some people, Lent is about giving something up, right? I had friends who give up chocolate for Lent every year. Except for Sundays. Okay, you can go that way if you want. I have friends who give up other things for Lent. But they're not things like chocolate. That doesn't keep us from a relationship with God, does it? No. We're supposed to give up the things that push us away. We're supposed to give more time in our lives to God so that God can engender a better relationship with us. For God to make us changed as well. See, that word change is kind of worrisome to some folks, right? We like our status quo. We like things the way they are. We don't want to change. We want to be exactly the way we are because, as I tell my wife, I like my rut. I'm in it and I'm not moving. But we like the way things are. And if the mention of the word change comes along, suddenly we get these, oh, don't want to do that, do we? But that's what Lent is for. For allowing us to change. For allowing God to change us. And the only way that you can allow God to change you is if you spend more time with God. Now, to help you out a little bit, how many of you have ever read all four Gospels? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Not all the way through. Most of the people are like that. What I've brought for you today is a challenge. It's a Lenten challenge. It'll guide you to read the Gospels, all four of them, beginning to end, during the period of Lent. And you only end up reading about 3 chapters a day. Plus you get Sundays off. Right there, yeah? If you're interested in these, there's some of them out there on the table as you come in. But just by spending more time in God's presence, more time in God's Word, you're going to be a lot more available for God to change you, for God to make God's presence known to you. See, I'm strolling way over here to see how good he is with the little camera back there. My hope and my prayer for you today is that beginning on Wednesday, with the beginning of Lent, with Ash Wednesday, that you might take time in your day, each and every day, to spend just a little bit more time in the presence of the God that created you, in the presence of the God that loves you, in the presence of the God that wants to hear your concerns, your joys, and anything that's going on in your life. God knows all these things, but for you to articulate them to God, it's the best way to engender a stronger relationship with God. Amen.
Thank you for tuning into the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have 2 Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.